Hey, the Rosh and the Rav in Masechus Parah, they say that Yom HaGadol is Yom HaKiyomos. Now, so the Tzvaris Yisrael said yes, one shot, and it's very reasonable. It's not Mechach, but it's reasonable that it means all the Yamim that are Mechubar to the Yom HaKiyomos, also within of Yom HaGadol. So notice all the oceans that are mechubar together have a din of Yom HaGadol, and even some of what is called the sea that is mechubar to the Yom HaGadol has a din of, is like the Yom HaGadol. He says, what would be Shar Yamim? He says like Yom HaMelach, so and the Yom Kinneret, they're not. And the Caspian Sea, that are not mamish mechubar, they're not. It's not one hemshech with the Yom HaKiyomos. So they don't have it in the Yom HaKiyomos.
What about a lake?
No, a lake is different. A lake is certainly not a Yom. A lake is certainly not a Yom. No, a lake, there are different kinds of lakes. In other words, a lake is certainly not Yom HaGadol, but there are different kinds of lakes. There's a lake that can be only from Meikshamim. It's not fed by springs. And then there can be a lake that's fed by springs. Now, if it's a lake that's fed by springs, so then certainly it has a din of a Mayan, because it certainly doesn't have a din of Yom HaGadol. And well, I mean, I don't think it would be called, I mean, what we call lake generally is not, it could be Mechubar, but very indirectly. So then it wouldn't be like Michigan is mechubar very indirectly, but it certainly would not have a din of Yom HaGadol.
It
has a din of a Maya. Now, but even according to the Lechem Mesilma was pshat in the Rambam. But so this is that's insofar as. But then there are lakes that are only from Meikshamim, they're not fed by Mayanas. And like Michigan, I assume is fed by Mayanas. It would seem to be too tremendous to be fed only by Kshamim. But, so, if it's fed only by Kshamim, then of course it's not a Mayan. The whole discussion about Yamim, Yamim are certainly fed by Mayanas. The discussion is on the basis of Exeris HaKosov. It's not a Machlokas Metzias whether it's fed by Mayanas or not. It's a question of the Din. So if it's fed by Mayanas, there's no question of the Din of Maya. The only thing is, there could be another problem. Could be a problem of rabu notam al azochu. In other words, insofar as the yam is concerned, so it's not shayach on a yam to be choshish for rabu notam al azochu. But when you deal with a lake, then it's totally in that sugya. Of the chashash of Rabbi Nosson of Zochon, so that we already saw that has this, that chashash applies to Naharis, whether what and the machlokas from the Tam and the other Rishonim. So I mean, that we saw already. But then there's also another question: Nahar is certainly Zocha, but is a lake a Brecha, a big brecha, is that considered to be zocho or not? The water of a river is flowing, but is a lake considered to be zocho? So the Achronim say that it's tolling on a chokas rishonim, because insofar as yamim is concerned, so yamim we see are zocho, because that's a whole discussion. Can a yamim mitar be zocho or not? So Rashi says, Mishavis, Daf Kuftes, that why is the Yam Zocho? Rashi says, Mishavis, Daf Kuftes, why is the Yam Zocho? So he says, they should derech lios necholam zocho nalein, v'zedarkan. Well, Rashi is really explaining why Yamim are matar b'zolchon according to Rabbi Yossi. So he says, because it's the derech to be zolchon. How is it the derech to be zolchon? Because it's the derech for necholim to be zolchon alayim. It's the derech for necholim to be zolchon alayim. So in other words, there are many rivers that flow into the oceans. And the rivers that flow into the ocean, that give the oceans a din of zolchon. The mayim that is being zolchal from the rivers into the ocean, that gives the ocean the din of zolchal. So it's a big chiddush in Rashi that even though mayim is not zolchal out of the oceans, since there's mayim being zolchal into it, it has a din of zolchal. So this is how Rashi explains it. But Tosis mentions the name of the Rivah. Why is it that Rabbi Yossi says Kalayam Mataram Bezochlin and it's possible for Mechatas for Mayim Chayim? So Nero Rivor, the time is from the Kol Shah Holchen Veshavim Mekan Mekan Vahavik Zochlin. So he says it's Zochlin because the water goes back and forth, moves back and forth. So we see from the Rivor that even if there is no flow in a specific direction, it's just the Maya moves back and forth, that's also considered Zocho. But from Rashi it seems the Mamash has to be a flow, but it doesn't have to be like a Nohar, as long as the Necholam is Zocho into the Yam, it also gives it in a Zocho. So how about a Brecha Gdola where the Maya move back and forth? So, but they don't actually flow. So in other words, so according to Rashi, it would not be Zocho. According to Rivo, it would be Zocho.
You know, a place like Michigan,
I think I heard from my father that even in Lake Michigan, so Chash is Shaykh. It's not like an ocean. Well, everything depends on seasons and places. I mean, at least that's just like with Avi Nahar Pras. But in other words, for that a person has to be a mumcha to know, you know, when it's shayach and when it isn't shayach. So the only thing is there are more mentions that in the Makom there is no mikvah, so there is a mimic in certain places to rely upon those who show in the Paschim that you don't have to be choshesh for Rabbi Noz Mazal.
Naras,
yeah. So but that's in a place where there is no mimic, where there is no mikvah, where it's not shayach. So rather than in other words, that minhag developed in such places because there was no other alternative to rely upon those rishonim. But otherwise, it's awesome. Of course, by an ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. So insofar as whether one can be tovel in the Atlantic Ocean, a tamei, it's totally in the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Lachem Nesimla and the Pshat and the Ramah. Okay. Then the Torah says, the next point in the Torah is Hilka Galsh Nitlash Meayam Ubomem Saw the Nafar Adam Alakim Oslam Tvila. So since a yam has a din of a mayim, so therefore it's Matayar even Bezochim. That's what the Torah seems to be saying. Hilkach, since it has a din of a mayim, so Gal that was Nitlash is Oslam Tvila, even though it's Bezochim. Avazora Kalim La'avra Gal were Oslam Tvila. Because you can't be Tovel Ba'avra. It is what the Torah says. Now, let's go over the Mechaber. Koyamim Yeshlam Din Mayim Etarbes Chedah Hukah Gal Shenitlash Meayam. So again, he's so the same. Every Yam, even Yam Agavah. Hukah says Gal Shenitlash Meayam Abol Meim Sol Menafal Odom Al Kelim Ol Solem Tvila. So the Gal Shenitlash, so Abol Meim Sol, so Ol Solem Tvila. Now here the Shach and the Taz ask the question that why does it require Memsah? Why is it require Memsah? I mean, that's the Mishnah says it. Galsha Niklash, if it has Memsah, Nafar Adam Al Kalim, it's Matayah. The question is, just like it's Matayah Bezalchon, so Mayan should Matayah the culture. As a matter of fact, like in the Torah, in the Sefer Yosha, in the Shelos HaTshuvos, brings a raya from here that even Mayan requires Memsah for Adam. And since the Mishnah mentions Adam, that's why it requires Memsah. So, but it's a kash against the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid say that Mayan requires kosher even for Adam. So why is the Mishnah saying Memsah? So we already saw different terutzim, Taz and the Shach. So the Taz has a very simple teretz, that the Memsah here is not because you require the sheer Memsah al pitin, it's because from Tzias, the Gufa Adam will not be immersed in water unless you have Memsah. But if a person is very, very small and he could be immersed in the water unless the Memsah in Achinami. But the Mishnah mentions Memsah only because that's what you need in Tzias, generally speaking, to immerse the Guf in Mayim. This is what the Taz says. The Shach says that here it's different because it's Nitlash. Since it's Nitlash from the Mayim, therefore, this is Nitlash from the Mayim, so therefore, it's not mitar unless you have 40 saw. So that requires a hesber. Why should that be? After all, why should we say that if it's nitlash from the mayan, so it still can be mitar b'zolchlin, but memsaw or not? So that Reb Chaim discusses, and Reb Chaim says, is mechalik between Neymai and the Etzma Mayan. That we saw also. Then he rejects that insofar as the Rambam is concerned, because the Rambam says that you can't be tovel ba'avir because it's a kalachomer from Zolchon. If you can't be tovel in Zolchon, so certainly you can't be tovel ba'avir. So we see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that Gal Shenitlash isn't Matayah B'Zochlan either. So there's no Makar for this Chilak. But that's insofar as the Rambam is concerned. But insofar as the Pashas of the Mishnah, we could say that. We could say that it's Matayah B'Zochlan. It's not Mitar B'Kolshu. Why? Because there's a difference between the din of Zochlin and the din of Kolshu. Insofar as the din of Kolshu, the halach is that it's the Chefza of the mind is Mitar B'Kolshu. So if it's Nitlash, it's no longer the din of the Chefza of the mind. And insofar as the din of Zolchon, the main Ryan is Mutar of Zolchon. Main Ryan it still is. No. My father suggested that even in the Rambam you could say that the Rambam doesn't mean that Gal Shenitlash isn't Mitar V'Zolchon. It is Mitar V'Zolchon. The Rambam is only saying that if, in general, a mikvah, so it's not Mitar V'Zolchon, and what's the reason? So we see Rishonim say the reason is, why is a mikvah not Mitar V'Zolchon, or a Mayan is Mitar V'Zolchon? Because by a Mayan it's the derech to be Zolchon, by a mikvah not. So Kal v'chomer that even a Mayan shouldn't be Matar Ba'avir, because it's certainly not the derech of a Mayan to be Ba'avir. So if you explain it this way, so even in the Rambam there's no raya that Gal Shenitlash isn't Matar Ba'zolchon. We could say Gal Shenitlash is Matar Ba'zolchon, as the parsha says. Now according to the way Rav Chaim explains the Rambam, we have a very strange thing. It means that the case of Gal Shenitlash is not Mitar V'Zolchon. It's only Mitar V'Ashbaran. How do you visualize the case of Gal Shenitlash that it's not Zolchon, that it's Ashbaran? So we could say that, in other words, no, there was one Lashon in the Sefer Eshkol, in Simon Nun, there's one Lashon in the Sefer Eshkol, that Gal Shenitlash is only Mitar V'Ashbaran, because he says that Gal Shenitlash is only Mitar V'Ashbaran because it's for a different reason. Because he says the Mishnah of Gal Shenitlash could be according to Rav Meir also. Rav Meir holds that Yam has a din of mikvah. So the Sefer Eshkol says maybe the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir also. But how is Gal Shenitlash Mitar? It's a case of Ashbaran. How could Gal Shenitlash be Ashbaran? So he says, suppose you have a guma, and the mayim, the Gal Shenitlash is falling in the guma. So in other words, once it already has begun to fall in the guma, so it's considered ashbaran. The rest of the mayim, which is mechubar to the rest of the mayim, which is mechubar to the mayim, the part of the gal that has already begun to rest in the guma, so it's also considered bashbaran. This is the makom of this mikvah of mayim, and it's going to remain there. So you could visualize a case that gal shenitlash is bashbaran. So this is one Lashon of the Sefer Eshkol. It's interesting that the second Lashon of the Sefer Eshkol is what the Shach says. That here it's Nitlash, so even though it's Mitayar B'Zolchon, it's not Mitayar B'Kolshu. So it's a Lashon of the Sefer Eshkol on that point. Bach says a different teretz, and the Shach later on in Zifkot and Kufchot Beis is masig on this Bach, and the base of the Lashon of a Rosh. Right, whether that's the Pshat and the Rosh or not is a question, but the teretz in itself certainly can be said. The Bach says that the halacha that a yam has a din of a mayan is only legabe zolchon, not legabe kolshu. So true yam has a din of mayan. That's only legabe zolchon, not legabe kolshu. Now, this we can understand very well on the basis of the Rashi and the Rash that they explain in Rabbi Yossi. Why is it that it's not kosher for Mayim Chayim, but it is Mitayar B'Zolchon? So they say because it's the derech of a yam to be Zolchon. So in other words, the pshat is that actually, we could say the pshat is that actually yam has a bit of a mikvah. But insofar as Zohum is concerned, there, the difference between Mayan and Mikveh is that Mayan is the derach to be Zohum, and Mikveh isn't the derach to be Zohum. So Yamur is the derach to be Zohum, so even though it hasn't been of a Mikveh, it's Mitayah B'Zohum. It's a special kind of a Mikveh. So in other words, if that's the Pshat and Rashi, so then what the Bach says is very good. In other words, true Gal Shinitlash from the Yam says Mitayah B'Zohum. But not because the Yam has the din of Mayan Megavi all the halachas. Only the Gavi Zohum has the din of Mayan. But the Gavi Kol Shua doesn't have a din of Mayan. So therefore it's not Mitayah. Therefore it's not Mitayah of the Kol Shua in Mem Sof. This is what the Bach says. It's actually Parshat, but I think I saw in the Gulas Elias he connects the Rashi and the Rash with this Svar of the Bach. And he says that even though the Shach is Masik on the Bach, but it's a very good Pshat, what the Bach says. So there are different Pshatim, the Taz and the Shach and the Bach, to answer this Kasha. But according to Reb Chaim says, the Rambam denies the whole assumption. It's not Mitayah B'Zohum. And there is one Lashon in Sefer Eshkol that says that also. Okay. We know the next time we'll continue with the next term. I'm sorry that I have to end a little early.
Left off Shimon Gimel, Siv Chor Gimel. שליח ציבור פועל מקופס הכל אף על פי שהשליח ציבור מיצי הדר כי הושיע מכל מוקים מן יד עוני מסגס כי הושיע שגיבו חוצר לפי מומי וחוצר לפי אנשומי, לפי אנפושיס וכן מנהג הקהילס. Now there is a מחלקס רשימים on that. Now the question is, now of course the whole ציבור has to share in the payment of the חזן. So, do they all pay equally, poor and rich alike? Because after all, it's a common need of everybody. Everybody needs a shliach tzibur. Or the rich pay more. So there are two svaras. There is a machlokes on that. Some say that they all share alike, in view of the fact that it's the common need of everybody. And some say that a chazan is more of a need of the rich than of the poor, because the poor, he doesn't make a living in this city, and the no probability will not make a living in another city. So he's not tied with any business responsibilities to this city. So he can go to another city where they have a chazan, where he won't have to pay. But the rich, they are tied with all kinds of business responsibilities to that city. He cannot move out to another city, because in this city he's doing well. In another city he'll have to start anew. Some mele, the chazan, is more of a need of the rich than the chazan in this particular city. He's more of a need of the rich than of the poor. So since there are two svaras, so 50% is shared by all the mispalim equally, and 50 is given just by the rich, not by the poor. So that's what Ramos says. Yishimim shegeinim chotzim ifimomei v'chotzim ifinifoshis v'cheinim minag akilos. So that's the minag. In other words, 50% is given by the rich, and then the other 50% is shared equally by the rich and the poor. Sibo שצריכים לזכי רב ושליח ציבור. ונהי רב ונהי שליח ציבור. Now here we don't mean, the Mechaba doesn't have reference to a case, you see, where we have a שליח ציבור, volunteers, but the call would like to have a big chazan with a big name. Of course, that's not even a need of the tzibur. So, of course, the rov, he has a dinne, there is no shaila. Here, the mechaber is reference to a case where the tzibur doesn't know how to daven themselves. And without a chazan, the mamish wouldn't have tefillah b'tzibur. So I mean, a whole year they wouldn't have tefillah b'tzibur. Or they just have a certain amount of money, X amount of money. Either it is used in paying your rov, or it is used in paying shliach tzibur. And if they don't use that X amount of money in paying a shliach tzibur, then the tzibur will not daven. We're not talking about taking a big chazan, you know. I mean, that's, of course, that's not a necessity altogether. So, of course, he hovers it in the. But when the question is of davening the tzibur or not davening the tzibur altogether, ציבור שצריכים לזכיר רב ושליח ציבור ואין ביובם כדיסחר שניהם אם הוא רב מובק וגודל בתהירה ובוקי בהירה שהוא קדם if he is a big basic the rov and he'll be able to pass all the shilas. So then he has a ding dimes against the chazan, without whom the tzibur will not daven the tzibur whole year. So, v'imlal, but if the rov is not such a big pesik anyway, so he will be able to pass all the shilas of the city anyway, and here it's a question of davening b'tzibur or not, so shliach tzibur kedem. Ein salkin chazon nosei, Elohim keinim tzob b'psu. And this is a general halacha. It doesn't apply only to your chazon. to every monoatsibo. If somebody is a monoatsibo, not a private worker, if let's say somebody is a private worker, he has a factory and he has a number of workers, so then it's his legal right to fire, to disengage certain workers. But if somebody is an officer of the Tzibo, a Chazni or a Sheikhet, where is an officer of the Tzibo or a Milamed, so then the Tzibo has no right to be misalik him just like that. Of course, if he is incompetent and he cannot do the job, so then they have to fire him. But if they don't have a real cause as to why they're firing him, so the halacha is you're not allowed to be misalik an officer of the tzibur. And chazan is because we see halacha. In misalkin chazan and mosei, Elohim kinimtzaboy pisu. In other words, suppose he's a good professional, he can do the job. He's a good chazan, he has a very sweet voice, but he didn't have a, so then of course you can fire him, but it has to be his barrier, believing that he did a certain avia. But suppose there is just a rumor, and it might not even be true, so then you're not allowed to fire the chazan just because there is a rumor that he did a terrible thing. Maybe it's not true. So there's the halacha. Elohim kinimtza bei psul. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the levush, beeding. Not just like that because there is a rumor he did a terrible thing. Maybe the whole thing is like the Mishnah. So you're not allowed to fire him. The Misalkin, he says, the Ramah points it out. The Misalkin, he says, Mishumrinim Ba'ome. Just because there is a rumor. Because it might be a billboard, untrue. Kish Yotzorov, Shem Shemitras Makusi, so Shemos Arodom, Avon Borolov, Eidim Boze, Vechayeitze Boze, Mavir Anisi. But if it was Kabbalah Seides, it was Nisbaria, then we are Mavirasi, we fire him. Ushliach Tzibo, Shehu Sheikhet, Ubeidek, Vyispar Begodim Hatzim, Umatzrich. In Jewish communities, it was customary that the same person who was appointed as the Sheikhet of the Kehile was also appointed as the chazan of the healer. Now naturally, when somebody does shrite, he doesn't put on his best clothes. So the clothes are not clean when he does shrite. So suppose he wants to wear, when he stands for the omelet, the same clothes that he usually wears when he shechts, is not allowed. That's not the Kovet Shomayim, and that's not the Kovet Atzibo. ושליח ציבור שושך את הבדק ויספר בגודם הצעים מסריחים ומנהרי צה להחוב גודל ושסתפיר ויספר מבירס יספר זיס ויסטבר. He refuses to change the clothes. He says, I want to wear the same clothes that I wear when I shech. So then you fire him. ושליח ציבור המנבל פיף ושמרנים בשירי הגובים ממנחים ביודע של רעסס קיים ומשמי המעביר הניסי. Suppose the שליח ציבור is accustomed to use vulgar language or, let's say, pornography and so on. So first you have to warn him. You don't fire him. You don't fire him just like that. You warn him. And if he changes, he mends his ways, fine, so he remains. But if he doesn't mend his ways, then you have to fire him. Shliach Tzibur Shehiskin, suppose the Shliach Tzibur is old, weak, and it's hard for him, you know, to do the job, to daven for the Omed. To daven for the Omed, you know, all the time regularly. And he has, and he wants that his son, so that his son should help him out, report him. So, V'reitzel Limnes Bnei Nisaya report him, Afal Pishayim Kol Bnei Olef Tikele, even though the son is not as good a chazen as the father, in Mari Mikeni Bishodvarim Bnei Kedem L'Cholola. If he's, what Bishodvarim means in Yerushamayim Mimides, as long as he is Mimari, his place Bishodvarim in Yerushamayim Mimides, even though in Chazonis he's not as good as the father, but of course he is able to do the job, but he's not as good as the father. So then the son has priority over and above somebody else who is a stranger, even though the stranger in Chazonis is much superior. That's also a general aloche. In Ol Minuya Tzibu, who Bonov Bikerev Yisrael, the Torah says. So that means that there is a Din Yerushe in Sore, except if, let's say, the Tzibu, let's say, elected someone as the Reish HaKol for a period of 2 years, and then somebody else has to come in, then there is no Yerushe. And the Din Yerushe is not just in case Chas V'Shalom the father dies, so the son becomes the successor. It means even when the father is alive, but if the father for some reason cannot do the job of the Monra Tzibur, and then somebody else has to be appointed, whether completely or only temporarily, to assist the father, so the son has a dinge over and above somebody else, even though the somebody else is superior in that particular profession to the son. אם הוא מלא מקימי בשור דבורים, בני קדם לחרודם ונעציבו לכם רגלי. But of course, that's mentioned by all the Nezikilim. If he is not מלא מקימובי ביו השמיים, then he doesn't have a דימדים. So in other words, the מלא מקימובי ביירה, that is the most important thing. And of course he has to be Ma'ale Mikimovi B'chochm, I mean in that particular profession, let's say if he can daven, so naturally not. But if he can daven, but he's the others, strangers who are superior, so then as long as he's Ma'ale Mikimovi B'yire, so here's a din gdime. That's a aloche ilos horas. Ve'inatzibu yechem yirgeli. Kol shenoagu limneis anoshim al tzorchei hatzibu lizman. Uvagi azman yeitzu eilu v'yichnisu achirim tachteyem. בין לחזן, בין לקופה של צלוקה, בין לשומנויים, הצריכם לציבו, בין שמיתם עליהם סוחו, בין שמיים מיתלים, אף לקובו להם זמן, סתומו כפירושו מה השנה לוקח. הוא בונה בקרב ישראל, doesn't mean that it's a must, there couldn't be any other arrangement, that if somebody, let's say he's appointed as a Reish HaKol, an officer of the Tzibur, so lay and void, he has to keep the job, and his children and grandchildren. That is, if, let's say, there is a special arrangement that every 2 years, there is a different Reish HaKol or a different Mimune, so then there is no aloche of full bonof b'kei av Yisrael. Yeish mi shikos abdi shliach tzibur yispar mitach sefer amyuchad li tzibur divadai nichtav lishmoy. Divadai nichtav lishmoy. In other words, that if there are two sidurim, and one sidur was written Lishem Shamayim, and not just to boast, and the other one is written in an artistic way, I mean, of course, this din was mentioned by Rishonim before the printing was invented. So then everything had to be written with somebody's handwriting. After the printing was invented, so everything is printed, you see. But before the printing was invented, so everything, all the siddurim were written in a special handwriting. Suppose one siddur was written Lishem Shamayim, not, you know, to show off, and another siddur was written not Lishem Shamayim, you know, just to show off. So then it's more proper, even though the siddur that was not written Lishem Shamayim to show off has much more beautiful aces, it's more attractive, but then it's more proper that the Shliach Tzibur should use the siddur that was written Lishem Shamayim, as long as he can read it. Of course, if he can't read it, then not. So the siddur that was written Lishem Shamayim, then to use a siddur that was written only for the her for the purpose of fame. שיש לכל השליח ציבור יספר את הספר המיוחד לציבור דיוודאי נכתב דיוודאי נכתב לשמוי וניתנו לשמוי לשמוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא נכתב לשם לשם שמיים דצם אוויר
Even in Siv Zion, that we already went over previously. I mean, the following in Siv Tes is about Mayim Shemachaleach Toch Kli, the Mishnah of the beginning of Parakeh. So I'd like to try to go over the tour in the Beis Yosef, the discussion of the Beis Yosef on that Indian. And the tour is on the Tzavik Tesamud Beis in the Dapaya tour. In Mayim Mekaleach Vesoch Kli, the Yotzin Yimeno Chutz, Psulim Litvo Behem, Roshna Vesoch HaKli, Roshna Liachash Yotzin Yimeno. So that's the din that's mentioned at the beginning of Parakeh of Mikvos. So the Mishnah mentions this halacha of Mayim Shavira Gavri Ashokas. So it's possible. It's possible. Now, all the Rishonim raise the question why should it be possible, but the Mayim and the Kli is Me'urav with the Mei Mayim. So they explain why in the Drabonim here it's possible. There's a special Zera, the Rash and the Rosh are Masbir, is then. But the Chachonim said it's still possible, even though it's Me'urav with the Mei Mayim. Now, then the tour interrupts here, and he discusses the union of being tovel one kli with another kli, which is the next din and the next sif in Shofar. But then after that, I mean, what's nogea to what we're discussing right now? So at the bottom of Daf Kufalid Beis, he says, "V'mahamayim mekaleach al svasa kli l'solcho tocha kli also litvol v'chutz l'amuta afilu mahamayim shevisolcho merubin." So that's the sefer of Parakeh Mishnah of Heviro al gabei sofa. So then that offers its kasha. Now, so the tour follows the shita, the pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam and the Rosh explain, have you all got me suffer? In other words, if not all the Mayim from the Mayim go into the Shokas, but some of the Mayim goes on the Safa, so it doesn't actually come within the Shokas, so it doesn't become possible inside Mayim Shuvim. So according to the Pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh, all the Mayim that goes into the Shokas becomes Mayim Shuva. But if there is Mayim on the Safa, and the Mayim on the Safa is Mechaber, attaches the Mayim which is already outside of the Shokas, and the Mayim, so then this culture is Machshir all the Mayim. So the Kolsu, which is Al Gabi Sofa, is Machshir Ol Mayim. But the main point of the Pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh is that Avir Al Gabi Sofa, there is some water that is that is not within the Shokas. And this is Mechaber, the Mayan, and the Mayan that is outside the Shokas. So, in this case, it's Kasha Chutzalah. This is how the Rambam and the Rosh explain it, and the Tzur also follows the Shita. Now, the lengthy discussion here in the Beis Yosef is regarding the Shitas HaRashba, whether the Rashba and the Rosh agree with the Pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh or not. So the Beis Yosef says that the Rashba and the Rosh do not accept the Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh, and according to the Rashba and the Rosh, Pshat in the Mishnah is different. When the Mishnah says, Mayan Shaviro Gavi Shokas Pasol, Eviro Gavi Safa Kolshu Kasha Chutzala, what the Mishnah is saying is that only within the Shokas it's Pasol, but the Mayan that comes out of the Shokas is already Kasha. Even though the Mayan that comes out of the Shokas is Mechubah to the Mayan only through the Mayan which is in the Shokas. There is no Mayan that is on the Safa, that is Mechaber, the Mayan outside of the Shokas with the Mayan itself. The entire Chibur is through the Mayan that passes through the Shokas, because all the waters pass through the Shokas. Still, it's kosher chutzalah because it doesn't become mayim shuvim. Now, this din in itself wouldn't be difficult because, after all, as all the Rishonim ask, why should it be possible to begin with? After all, even the mayim in the shokas is mechubah to the is meurav with the main mayim. So the Mayim in the Shokas itself shouldn't be possible Mikradin. So the Rishonim say that was the Gzera. Either as the Rosh explains it or as the Rosh explains it, that was the Tachonis Chachamim. So according to the Rambam and the Rosh, the Tachonis Chachamim was that not only you can't be Tovel in the clay, but the Mayim actually becomes Shov. But according to the Rosh, when the Rosh, as the Beis Yosef explains it, the Mayim doesn't become Shav. It's possible to be Tovel in the clay. But when it comes out of the clay, it's Kasha. And it never became Shav because it was always Mechubah to the Mayim. No. So, let's go over inside and see how the Beis Yosef explains the Lashon of the Rosh and the Tshuva, and how the Rabbi Yosef Taitzik explains the Lashon of the Rosh from the children. Now, what's interesting is that here in the Beis Yosef, so it's just a discussion of the Shitas, of the Shita of the Rashba, of the Shita of Rashba. But the discussion of Beis Yosef actually comes from a more lengthy discussion in the Shilta Chuvas Afkas Rochel of the Beis Yosef. And from there we see in was to the discussion, the correspondence between the Beis Yosef and the Mari Taitzer was in connection with the minhag in certain places, in their places of the Beis Yosef and the Mari Taitzer, the way the mikvahs were constructed there. Apparently, the mikvahs were constructed there in a similar way to what the Rashba discusses in the Tshuva. Okay. So let's go over the Chilvus HaRashba and what the Beis Yosef says about it. The Da, we'll go over the Beis Yosef. The Kos of HaRashba, Chav Gimus, and the Shav Ches, She'elas Mayan HaNoveya, V'hamayim Holchem V'tzinoros Tachas HaKaka, U'miskapsim B'chafira Achas, U'b'chafira Kli, שמסקפים שם המים, ומשם יפורי בכמה דרכים, ודרך אחד הולך על המקווה מעל. So the Shaila that was asked of the Rashba is really something that seems to be very similar to Mayan Shehir al Gavri Ashokas. The case as it's described was that water was taken from a Mayan through Tsinoros, and the water would gather in a certain chafira, in a certain pit, and in that chafira there was a clay, and the water would gather in that clay, and from the clay it would go into many different directions, one of them to the mikvah. So actually it would seem that we have here Maya, that's a Hirol Gavri Shokas. The water is drawn through a clay, and from the clay it goes into the mikvah. Well, so, based upon what we know in the Mishnah, without seeing what the Rashba says, based on what we know in the Mishnah, the simple pshat in the Mishnah, as the Rambam and the Rosh explain it, so what would we say? We would say that if it's a viral gavri safa, and the chibur of the water as it passes out of the clay is not only through the water in the clay, but there's some water that doesn't pass through the clay. So there's always a chibur of the water after it has left the clay. To the mayan, so then everything is kosher. It's kosher. So that's if it's a Viral Gavri Safa. But if it's not a Viral Gavri Safa, if the entire water passes through the clay, so then it should be possible. Unless, we would say, unless the clay has a nekev of Shafaris Hanod, an echo of Shafaris Hanod, somewhat to the Shilayim of the Kli, so that the Kli isn't Makabal and Imayim, then it would be kosher also, because that's the din in Paragdal and Mishnah. If the Kli has an echo of Shafaris Hanod, somewhat to the Shilayim, so that the Kli can't be Mekabel Mayim, then that's Mevatel the Shem Kli, and it doesn't pass on the Mayim, it doesn't become Mayim Shum. Or if it has a Nekev in the Shulayim Mamish, then it's telling the different Shittas, whether it needs a Nekev Shufaris Hanod, or it needs even a Nekev Kemachat, if it's in the Shulayim, telling the Mishnah, how you explain the Mishnah to Sefta, that the Rishonim would discuss in Paragdal Mishnah. But this is what it would seem, if we consider the Shaila that was asked of the Rashba, it would seem that it's a Viral Gavri Safa, and that's kosher. If it's not a Viral Gavri Safa, then that's possible. Unless there's that kind of an echo that would be Mafkir Hashem Kli. And that would seem to be a Nekev of Shafaris Hanod, somewhat to the Shilayim, so that it's not Makabal and Imayim, or perhaps a Nekev in the Shilayim Marish, even Kamal Makot. Now, so let's see though what the Rashba says. So Rashba's Tshuva, Bein Shehakli Shemetoch Achbir Marzik Memsor, Bein Pachos, Kol shehamayim uchubarim umayim kol shehuchubarim umayim kol shechutzakli tovu matbirimu. V'fi shehakol k'mayon. So the Rashba says it doesn't make a difference whether the Kli and the Chvira has Mamsa or it doesn't, inasmuch as everything is mechubar to the Mayan. So whatever is chutz l'kli, you can be tovul in and you can be matvul kelim. Now, so what does this mean now? So we'll see that the Beis Yosef on this says that since the Rashba here doesn't mention Hevira Gavri Sofa, does the Rashba say if it's such that there is a connection Al Gavri Sofa, so then it's kosher? The Rashba doesn't say that. The Rashba says, since it's all mechubar to the Mayan, so it always chutz l'kli is tovul. So from this, the Beis Yosef concludes that the Rashba had a different pshat in the Mishnah of Mayan Shafiro Gavri Shokas. And the Mishnah of Mayan Shafiro Shokas, when it says Shafiro Gavri Sofa, so it's kosher chutzula, it means any mayim which passes out of the shelters is kosher. It's only possible when it's in the shelters, but it doesn't become mayim shuvim so that it should be possible after it passes out of the shelters. This is how the Beit Yosef understands the Rashi. So from this is Medayek that the Rosh was Cholek on the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam and the Rosh explain Avir Al-Gavi Safa to mean that there's a Chibur Al-Gavi Safa to the Mayan. But the Rosh beholds no, Avir Al-Gavi Safa means that if the Mayan passes out of the Shokas and it's already Chutz the Shokas, it's Kasha. Because since it was always Mechubar to the Mayan, it never became Mayim Shuvim. It's just that it's possible to be tovul while it's in the clay. And that's probably Takaras Chachamim. But Shav it doesn't become. So Avira Gavri Sofa passed out of the clay, it's kosher. What? And the reason that it's also explains it this way, because there's no Zeicher in the Rashba here of the fact that there should be a Hevira Gavri Sofa, that there should be a Chibur through the mind that isn't in the clay. But the Rabbi Yosef Taitzer, so he says, no, that the Rashba agrees with the Pshat of the Rav and the Rosh. So according to Yosef Taitzik, when the Rashba says over here, whatever is chutz l'kli is tovul madbilno, it's because the Rashba means because there's a chibur al gavri sofa. Because there's a chibur al gavri sofa. Either al gavri sofa or chutz l'kli altogether. But, I mean, as long as it's chutz l'kli. So this is, that is the machlokas between Beis Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Taitzik in understanding the Rashba. Now, so this is what the Rashba says. Now, so in the correspondence, the Sheila that the Beis Yosef sent to Rabbi Yosef Taitzik, he says as follows. He says, in our mitzvahs, and they were also constructed in this way, that they would draw Mayan into a clay, and from the clay it would go in different directions, into the mikvah. So as Yosef says, he never understood how we can be marked for such a mikvah. He says, he never understood how we can be marked for such a mikvah. After all, it's totally the machlokas. So even though the Rashba, according to the Rashba, it's alright, once it's chutz l'shokas, it's alright, but
But, was it Chutzashok as it's alright? But according to the Rambam and the Rosh, it's not alright. Once it's according to the Rambam and the Rosh, so it's not alright. So how can we not be Choshesh for the Sheet of the Rambam and the Rosh? This is a Shaila. Is we yes. Even though he says the Rosh and the Rosh are Meikol, the Komakom Hechwa Ramam Varosh are born Machwayam Lo Nochosh. So he says that recently it was told to him that that many years ago there was a Bikuach between the Gdolim in the place of Rabbi Yosef Taitzer. So he asks him to find out, he wants to know what they said about this, and he wants to know what their conclusion was, because he said he really doesn't understand how the minute could be to be Mako on this point on this Machlokas. This is where he writes. He says, "Hein emes nova choyisim machshav ezu, vayihika hayom hugan liki b'shanem kadmonios v'yibikuach gogol b'dover b'mekdoshim asher b'aretz ha'om demoneis b'nei agola b'mokom echad moshavcha." So, our Dover is there. The Nifsef of Adam, Kolsa Nafshi, Odas, Mimotsa Dover, Shoshan Shaldvaram, the Taimon. Mashem Tia Maskot Chashlema. So this is what he asked him. So he answered him that he says it's true that there was a Vikuach, but he says at that time Monim Tesi Kol, he says I wasn't here, so I don't know exactly what their conclusion was. He says Gam Kisham Shemati Shesamcho Al Chivas HaRashba. He says I heard that they rely on the Rashba, but he doesn't know exactly what they said. He says V'sonei ga'onei olam hayu oz b'yerazos v'chein samachti al piskam v'ato chakati v'anim tzorim oz b'yerazos im yodo ish adof ma'advam sh'ovu oz al nocha maritosim yagati v'lo matzosi. As he couldn't find out what they said. So remember he said he looked into it and this is what he thinks. Now, insofar as what the Beis Yosef said, how can we rely on the Rosh, connected to the Rambam and the Rosh? So he says, from that point of view, he said he doesn't consider that difficult. Because after all, here it's a case of Shuvah Shemshichu Kula. So Shuvah Shemshichu Kula. So most of the poskim say that it's only midrabanan. In other words, that shuvah shem shechul kula is even if it's possible, it's only midrabanan. And the frat, many say that the rif holds that it's kosher legamri. So first of all, Shuvah Shemichul Kula, according to the Rif, might be kosher legamri. And even if it's not kosher, it's a drabanan, according to most poskim. And according to the Rash, from the Rash, there's no problem altogether, because this is already chutz l'shokas. So that's why the minhag is to make them. So he says this would be alright if the Beis Yosef was correct, that the Rosh from the Rosh are cholek on the Ram and the Rosh. See, if the Rosh from the Rosh are cholek on the Ram and the Rosh, then he says As he's saying, then there should be no problem. Even though the Beis Yosef questioned why we're not choshesh for the Rambam and the Rosh. So then there would be no problem. So then there would be no problem. And actually, it would seem he could have mentioned another point, I don't know why he doesn't, that even this din of Ma'an Shavuot Avishokas, it seems from the Rishonim that it's only a Drabanan. Because the Raisa, since it's Ma'urav, so it's Kasher. He doesn't mention that point, why again it should be only Drabanan. But he mentions it was a Ram Shofa. So it would be a problem. But he says the fact is that he doesn't agree with the Beis Yosef. He doesn't think that the Rosh disagree with the Rambam and the Rosh. So really we're left with the same problem on what are we somech in our mitzvos. We're left with the same problem on what are we somech in our mitzvos. So then he also concludes with somech and the Rashba, but on a different point in the Rashba, not what the Beis Yosef says. Because he says that the Rashba also agrees with the Rosh. Now let's continue in the Rashba and we'll see what point Rav Yosef Taitzik bases his kula on. Then now the Rashi is below old. This is a side point, important chiddush in the Rashi. So first the Rashi said that chutz l'shokas is kosher. Now either he means, as Rav Yosef says, because there's a different shot in the Mishnah, or as Rav Yosef Taitzik says, because the Rashi means haviro gabri sofa, like the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rashi says it's possible. As the Shach points out, the Rashba doesn't seem convinced of it. He says it's possible that even in the Shabbos, so that the Mishnah says it certainly can't be Tovah. But it could be that that's when there's no 40 saw between the Mayan and the Klee. But when there is 40 saw between the Mayan and the Klee, then you can be Tovah in the Shabbos also. Then you can be tovah in the Shabbos also. And that's a very big chiddush. That is to say, when did the Chachamim pasul tefillah in the Shabbos, even though it's mechubar to the Mayan, that if there's no 40 saw between the Mayan and the clay. But if there is 40 saw between the Mayan and the clay, then the Chachamim didn't pasul tefillah in the Shabbos itself. No. So the Bach says that the other poskim don't mention such a chiddush, and therefore you can't rely on it. And the Shach points out that even the Rashba says Epshah. He doesn't say definitely, just Epshah. Yes. That's a kasha. That's difficult. Now, before we even come to that, I'll come to that in a moment. Before we come to that, you know, what logic is there to it? Why should there have to be 40 saw? Aside from the fact that it's a Mayan, suppose it's let's say there would be no problem with Mayan. Let's say you would need 40 saw, but still, I mean, there is 40 saw between the Mayan, in other words, the Mayan before it reaches the Kli, and the Mayan in the Kli, and the Mayan chutz the Kli, there certainly is 40 saw.
So that wouldn't be enough, the Rashi says. You have to have 40 saw between the Mayan and the Kli. Between the Mayan and the Kli. But it's mashma from the Rashba that if there would be 40 saw together, the Mayan, which is before the Kli, together with the Mayan in the Kli, would be 40 saw. It's mashma from the Rashba that it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. Even though it's Me'urav. So in other words, we can understand all this Svartvut, because as the Rishonim say, this is a Din Rabbanan. Midoraisa, there's no problem, because since it's Me'urav B'Shofaras Hanod, so the Mayim and the Kli are considered to be Mayim B'Karka too, because it's Me'urav B'Shofaras Hanod. But this was it's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah Midrabanan, either as the Rosh explains it, as the Rosh, they give different svaras, why the Chacham or Machmir. It's a Chumrah Midrabanan that you can't be Tovu in the Kli. Or from the Rambam and Rosh, it seems that the Mayim becomes Shuvim also. So the Rosh says it's possible when will the Chacham or Machmir to consider the Mayim and the Shokas to be Mayim in a Kli, to be considered tefillah in the shofar, to be tefillah in the kli. That's if without the mayim in the kli, you don't have 40 saw, you don't have the shir mikvah. So then it's only by being mitzarek the mayim in the kli to the mayim before the kli that you have the shir mikvah. So then the Chacham said, even though with the Raisa, the Mayim and the Kli are also considered to be Mayim Shibakako because it's Me'urav with the rest of the Mayim, but in the Gravanan you can't be told from the Kli. Mashenken, if you have 40 saw before the Mayim even reaches the Kli, so you have the Shir Mikvah, so then the Chacham didn't pass it through on the Kli also. No, so this would be alright if you needed the Shir Mikvah. So we could say that the Rashba here in the Tshuva is going with the Shita that a Mayan requires Mem Sofa Tfilas Adam. So since a Mayan requires Mem Sofa Tfilas Adam, so especially if we say that the Shir of Mem Sofa the Gabi Adam is a Shir in the Chalosha Mikvah and the Chalosha Mayan, not just the Din and the Maisa Tfila. So then we can understand that this is the Takanas HaChamim, that if you have the Shir Mikvah without the Kli, then the Mayim the Kli is also Kasha, because it's Me'urav with the Mikvah. But if without the Kli you don't have the Shir Mikvah, you don't have enough Mayim to have a Mikvah. So it's only by combining it with the water and the Kli, even though with the rice it's Me'urav and it would be Kasha, with Rabbanan it's possible it's considered to be Tefillah in the Kli. So this is what we could say. The only problem is that we'll see, the Lashon HaRashba seems to apply this not only Legabi Adam, but Legabi Kelim also. Not only Legabi Adam, but Legabi Kelim also. And if, in other words, if the Rashba says that if there's 40 saw between the Mayan and the Kli, it's Kasher, in the Kli itself, so it should follow that only the Gavi Tfilas Adam you should require 40 saw between the Mayan and the Kli. But the Gavi Tfilas Kelim, even if you have a Kol Shul, it should be Kasha. That should follow. And from the Rashba it doesn't seem that way. So we'll see. See, he says, below all the Shef Shaloma, Shepalma, Shemuta Litva, Afila, Vesoch Afira. Then Shahayim Mem Sava Mayim Shabina Mayim the Kli, Shahayim Mayim Shabina Sava Kli, Omed Besocha Mayim, the Kubanim, the Mayim Mayim, the Chol Shukain, Efter Shatobra, Akil Besocha also Kli, the Hu Shiyia Piv Rochav Kishafar Sanot, because that's the Shir of Erev, Mikvos, the Yisub Sofer Kamani of Amos, Ukin Aminon, Parak Basa the Chagiga, Matbilin Kli Besocha Kli, Shish Piv Shafar Sanot, Shemayim Sofa Kli, the Kubanim, the Mayim, Shuchutz lahem. So that's the Shir. Vahenu nami aminam parak beiz diyomtev shemat bilan kli tamer agav meinav shamayim shesokha kli kol shema shikon It reminds me Noah, Harein is wrong with Sochanoah, Behem the Atman Mitaran Tocho Shokhli. Afa Pisha Yeshuva Mitchilasa. So this is being Mechazek when he said that if there's Memsor, then you can be Tovu in the Kli itself. Then you can be Tovu in the Kli itself. And that's how why we see in the Sugin Chagiga, that's how we see in the Sugin Chagiga, that you can be Tovu one Kli within another Kli. So why is it you can be told one clue within another clue? And here Mayan Shaviro Gavishokas is possible. And here Mayan Shaviro Gavishokas is possible. So the Rash was Miyasha that we're saying that it depends if there's 40 saw between the Mayan and the clue. That's how it is. Of course, in the going over the Rash and the Rosh, so you see different pshatim. Now, it's either because here it's a special gzera, it's a special gzera, because the Chacham Machalik between Kalim Plushim, that it's kosher, and Kalim Kvulim, so the Chacham goes there because of a possible takola, that there might not be a real Erev, so as the Rosh says, or the Rosh is Mechalik, between a case where the Kli is completely immersed in the mikvah, and the case where the Kli is not completely immersed in the mikvah. So there are certain Klilukim, but the Rosh, in order to Mechalik between the case of this Mishnah and the case of the Gemara and Chagiga, so he says that where the 40 saw, then you could. Now, but then the Chorot would seem that by Mayan, you wouldn't even need 40 Sof. You wouldn't even need 40 Sof for Tfilas Caleb. So let's see what the Rashba says. So he says, V'im'ein mem saw b'mayim shemin ha'mayim l'kli ein tov l'mamakbil l'toch ha'kli. So here we see the deer. He says, if there is no memsah, then in tovim amat bilim l'tochakli. Now what does it mean, in tovim amat bilim? Tovim means tvilas adam, amat bilim means to be tovim kelim. So we see that even when God is tvilas kelim, you need memsah within the mayim kli. So that's difficult. Why, in Ramashach, if there's memsah between the mayim and the kli, that's sufficient for Gavi Tfilas Adam in the clay. So here it's a Mayan, it's Matar Kelim a Kolshu, so the Gavi Tfilas Kelim a Kolshu Shmina. So some of the Achonim is that Kasha, and the Lachom similar tries to Miyashiv it. I think he gives more than one possible terrors. I think the best way to Miyashiv it is what the Lachom similar says, that even though the Rashba says that it would be kosher within the Kli if there's Memsah between the Mayan and the Kli, but it will only be kosher b'toras mikvah, not b'toras Mayan. In other words, the Mayan and the Kli certainly don't have a din of a Mayan. That's certainly not. So even though the Rashba says that if there's 40 saw, so the Mayan and you can be told in the Kli, but the Rashba agrees that the Mayan and the Kli are Mufkav din Mayan. And even though perhaps Midaraisa it would have a din Mayan, because it's Ma'urav with the May Mayan, but the Chacham goes out that despite the Erev, so you can't be Tovu in the Kli. And even in the case where you can be Tovu in the Kli, because there's 40 saw between the Mayan and the Kli, but since this Mayan is contained in the Kli, so a din Mayan it doesn't have. It only has a din mikvah. So since it only has a din mikvah, you need a shear of 40 saw. You need a shear of 40 saw. This is one teretz in the Lachem Assembly, yes. No, I mean, in the Kli and Zohar, it depends on the case. It could be a case where it's Zohar. It could be a case where it's not Zohar.
What? And, it comes out?
Well,
so if in well, it, again, you know, it could be a case where it's zochel. It could be a case where it's not zochel. It could be a case where it's zochel umalam in amsa, and that's a different Indian, you know, schil umalam in amsa. So you know, in other words, it's according to what Rachel Masilma says that it only has a din of a mikvah, and that's how it's miyashiv the fact that you need 40 soyim for kalim. So then, if the question will be yes, so then it should be possible to zochel. So the answer is, according to what Rachel Masilma says, hey, nochinami. Is it zochel here? Well, that depends on the case. You could visualize different cases. You could visualize a case of where it's not zochel. You could visualize a case where it is zochel, and you could visualize a case where there's a chilul malam ramsa, which according to many rishonim is kosher. So, in a chinami, if there would be a situation where there would be a zechila, which is possible, according to the way the Lechem Asimla explains it, it would be possible. But this is what he says to Miyashev, this difficulty in the Rashba, why you should need 40 saw, why you should need 40 saw. The Gabi Tfilas Kalim. Unless, of course, if you want to mechalek, I mean, this lechem someone doesn't say. I mean, it's not necessarily mistaver, but then again, if it's based upon the gzera, it's hard to say that what the gzera is. It could be that, in other words, since it's all a gzera because of a chashash of tefillah and a clay. So it could be that the Chachamim of Gozer, if this 40 saw chutz the kli, so we don't have to be choshesh that if a person will be tovo in the kli, he'll come to be tovo in the kli that's not mechuber to a mikvah or mayim. But if, let's say, there is no 40 saw, and we would be machshir tefillah in this kli, so then the result might be that someone might be makshir a tefillah in a kli where it's not mechubar to a mikvah, to a mayan. So true, ein hachinami, a kolshu is enough by mayan to tefillah skelam. But still, if the chacham would have been makshir tefillah in a kli that's mechubar, tefillah skelam in a kli that's mechubar to a mayan kolshu, a person might come to be makshir tefillah in a kli, and he won't realize it's only because this is a mayan, it's mechubar to a mayan kolshu, which is kosher for tefillah skelam. So therefore, there's no problem with tefillah skelam of being tovel in a kli. But if this 40 saw, then there's no chashash. Now, of course, it's min hasvar, it's not so mustaber, because min hasvar we would say that if Lagavi Kalim, a Mayan culture is enough, so the Xera shouldn't apply either. So, but perhaps you can correct that way also. But Lachem Asimla doesn't say that. He says that, in other words, that even though it's kosher in the clay, it has been of a mikvah, not of a Mayan. So Mela, that's why it would be kosher. And in a chinami, if it would be zochel, it would be possible. So he says, "V'mein mem solam mayim shemina mayim lekli and tovim atvilus alchli afal pi shamayim imshach overal gabov ulechutz tovon." So now he says, L'chutz Tovun. So as again, the Beis Yosef is Medayik, this is the Diyuk of Beis Yosef. L'chutz Tovun. Outside of the Kuyuk and Vitova. In other words, that again, the Beis Yosef is Medayik from here, that the Rashba is a different shot in the Mishnah. But according to Mari Taitzik, you could say L'chutz Tovun means, because the Rashba was assuming a case of Havir Agavi Sofa, as the Rambam and the Rosh explain. The Bas is Magia. Is Magia. The Mari Taitzik doesn't mention the Haggah. It's Mashmi just explained the L'chutz Tovun that it's a case of Havir Agavi Sofa. But the Bach is Magia should be read as follows. Afal Pisha Maya Nimshaf over al Gabav u L'chutz Ein Tovu. Well, I don't know if that's necessary to Miyashev what the Mari Taitzik says. The Mari Taitzik could have just explained L'chutz Tovu in the case of Havir Agavi Sofa. Ukumosha Shanino Parakadic Vos, Mayan Shavira Gavishokas Possible, Vira Gavisofa, Kolshu, Kosha, Kutzla, Shah, Mayan Mitarva Kolshu, Pirish, Hashokas Kalem Shemanichan Samachal Mayan Kesh, Kansu Shom Mea Maya, Possible Litvo Lahatu Gusofa Shokas, Ukushe Ain Mem Saw, the Mayan Shabina, Mayan the Shokas, Kushikasavno, Avamina Sofa Lachutz. After the mind to culture, she puts herself in my feeling, but not from Sinaris. She says, "We are self-fulfilled." So the Beis Yosef says, "Does he explain if it's a hero that we suffer?" There's no zephyr of all that in the Rashi. All he says is, "We are self-fulfilled." It's kosher. So it's mashma. It makes no difference how the water passed. We are self-fulfilled. It's kosher. The truth is that these Lashonis all fit the Beis Yosef Pshat better, because he doesn't explain the Nevira or Gavisaf altogether. He just says, L'sof L'chutz, so it's kosher. But there's another Lashon later on that fits the Mari Taitzik better. That's the problem. So it's hard to be Medayik from the Lashon. For who I didn't know them, and Yeshua Meshach Chutzasaf, a sheer litvo. Oh, this is one thing. Now, so what did he say so far? He said that what? That Bachutz it's kosher. So he discussed one situation. He said, if this mem saw between the Maya and the Kli, then it can be Tovu and the Kli itself. But if there is no mem saw, then Bachutz is kosher. What does it mean? According to Beis Yosef, it means B'chutz is always kosher. According to Rabbi Taitzik, what does it mean? It means if it's a viral davi sofa, B'chutz is kosher. Now he gives another case. Now I said before that it would seem that if there's a nekev in the kli kushofaris hanod, so that's mafkia the Torah's kli. So that's per dalv mishnah hay, then it's also kosher. So that the Rashi mentions here, the makli nokov kishvaferes hanod, the nechnosen meyamayim sheyesh bo memsa derech also nekev, afal pishe ein bekli memsa tovu madvilin soch akli she nisarvu mamayim she mamayim day shir mikvos kishvaferes hanod. So he says if it comes in with a nekev of kishvaferes hanod, then you can be tovu even though there's no 40 saw. You can be tovu in the kli, because even though there's no 40 saw, but you have erev mikvos. It's mu'ura for the other mayim v'shofar sanot. Uchdeknan od mikvos k'shofar sanot b'uvya. Now, the question is, no, he says, Uchdeknan ma'isa v'shokas yehu, p'rish siyar evan chlulu, kli hayavai, v'tzida mayim, o mikvosholim, Shalahim b'shokas mem saba. Afilu hacha yosim kol tarash v'shalayim al yidei akelim shorabdilu masar shokas. U'mishum erech mekvalos. Now, the question really is here, the Rashba says if there's a nekva shofaras hanod, so it's kosher, even though you don't have 40 sokis of erech mekvalos. But how about the fact that you're being tovel in the clay? How about the fact of being tovel in the clay? So you know, you're being tovel in the clay. So it would seem that what he means is that the Nekar Shofaras Anod is mafkia the Shem clay also. So if you have a Nekar Shofaras Anod, it's not a clay. And insofar as the problem that you don't have 40 saw, you're there in the cross. But what's interesting is that the Rashba doesn't mention the fact that the Nekav has to be samach to the shulayim, that so that it's not makabel mayim. So from this, the Ma'ari Taitzik is medayek, and we'll see this. From this, the Ma'ari Taitzik is medayek that the Rashba's machshir, even if it's not samach to the shulayim. Even if the Nekev is Lamala. So what follows according to Rita Isaac? It's a strange thing, and we'll explain it another when we get to what the Rita Isaac says. What follows is like this, that according to Rita Isaac, if the Mayim goes into the clay through the mouth of the clay, even though it's Mu'ur of Kishafaras Hanaud, the Mayim becomes possible. Not only to tovel in the clay, but even to be tovel chutzal clay. Unless it's hevir al gavi safa, that there's a chibur through the mayim which is chutzal clay. But if it's not hevir al gavi safa, as the Rambam and the Rosh explained it, then the mayim and the shokas become pasul. The mayim and the shokas become pasul. And the mayim and the shokas become pasul. And the Mayim and Shokas become possible, and you can't be tovel in chutzal clay, even chutzal shokas. That's if there's no nekev. But if there is a nekev, kishofaras anod. If there is a nekev, kishofaras anod. Even though it's makabel mayim, even though it's makabel mayim underneath the nekev, so it's still kosher, and you can tovel in the kli itself. You can tovel in the kli itself. That's if the water and the clay through the snekev is mu'ur over the mayim. But let's say you just have a clay that has a nekev kishofaras hanod, that it's makabel mayim beneath the nekev. Does mayim that come into such a clay become mayim shuvim? If the clay is not mu'ur over the mayim, you just have a clay that has a nekev kishofaras hanod. Does it passel the Mayim? Does it become Mayim Shuvim? It does. That's the Mishnah.